Good morning, praise the Lord. Let's open our Bible to the book of Psalm 75. The word of God says, "Unto thee, O God, do we give thanks. Unto thee do we give thanks, for that thy name is near, thy wondrous works declare. When I shall receive the congregation, I will judge uprightly. The earth and all the inhabitants thereof are dissolved. I bear up the pillars of it, Selah. I said unto the fools, deal not foolishly, and to the wicked, lift not up the horn. Lift not up your horn on high, speak not with a stiff neck. For promotion cometh neither from the east, nor from the west, nor from the south. But God is the judge. He putteth down one, and setteth up another. For in the hand of the Lord there is a cup, and the wine is red, it is full of mixture, and he poureth out of the same. But the dregs thereof of the wicked of the earth shall wring them out, and drink them. But I will declare forever, I will sing praises to the God of Jacob. All the horns of the wicked also will I cut off, but the horns of the righteous shall be exalted." Amen. It's the word of God. Let's pray. God, thank you for your word. Thank you for all your goodness and gratefulness to us. Thank you for the blood of Jesus that was shed on the cross of Calvary, to save us, to give us eternal life. Oh God, teach us to fear you. Teach your church and your people to fear you, to acknowledge your name, to acknowledge your word, to live in holiness. Oh God, I pray in the name of Jesus that your name shall be glorified and magnified in our midst. I pray that every one of us will fear you, will walk faithfully, knowing, O Lord, that you are the judge of the whole earth and you will do right. O God, I pray that you will humble the wicked and you will continue to convict and bring to repentance the leaders of the world, the governments, the governors. I pray, O Lord, at this time you will humble them to submit fully into your hands, to do your will in full, to be cleansed from corruption, abuse, injustice, manipulations, greediness. O Lord, we come against all these things and we break them in the name of Jesus. Yes, O God. And Lord, we pray you continue to convict and convince your people and the church leaders to repent, O God, to surrender their life and their will to you, to do what is right and to be cleansed from things, worldliness, O God, feast of this world's idol worship, in the name of Jesus. I pray, soften their hearts, O God, to repent and come back to you and do what is right and correct and just, in the name of Jesus. Let's now come to the Lord, confessing our sins, renouncing them in repentance, so he will have mercy on us and receive us graciously and bless us. Yes, O God. Yes, Jesus, we thank you. We bless you, Lord. Convict us, O God. Holy Spirit, come and convict us with our sins, the sins that we know, and the sins that we are not aware of. Show it to us so that you renounce them, and we will repent, so there shall be no hindrance that will come to you, O Lord, and there will be no hindrance to receive your blessings, and we will have once again fellowship with you to get revived in the name of Jesus. Reveal to us the wicked ways that we are doing and we are not aware. Convict us, Lord, and convince us. In the name of Jesus, continue, O God, to those who are here and to those who are in our other places, our brothers and sisters, visit them even today. In the name of Jesus, they will renounce their sins. O God, the sin of omission and the sin of commission, the sin of the wrong things that they are doing and the sins of the right things they are reluctant to do. In the name of Jesus, bring people back to you, Lord. Once again, bring their commitment to you to save you wholeheartedly. You are the King of Kings and you are the Lord of Lords. Hear our prayer. Hear our cry for mercy in the name of Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Redeemer. We magnify you, Lord. We adore you. We worship you, Jesus. Continue, Lord. Inspire us. O Lord, teach us how to pray. Guide us with the Holy Spirit. Let's commit to our Lord our needs. What we need, small or big, are all in the hands of God in the name of Jesus. Healing from the Lord, provision from the Lord, promotion from the Lord, peace is from the Lord, joy from the Lord, solutions and wisdom from the Lord. Ask and shall be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock the door and shall be opened to you. Yes, O God. Answer our prayers. Answer the prayers of my brothers and my sisters, whatever they need. Job. Provision, healing, wisdom, solutions, doors to be opened. We trust you, O God. Pray for your family now. Your mother, your father, your husband, your wife, your children, your brothers and sisters. Pray. Whatever they need, bring their needs into the hands of God. He will satisfy. He will bless and He will give in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Masters. Thank you, Redeemer. Thank you for answering our prayer. Thank you for the provision, the healing, the doors that open, the wisdom. Yes, O God. You can move mountains, Lord. Whatever mountain, in front of us, in front of my brothers and sisters, remove these mountains. By faith, we can remove mountains by prayer, by faith in you, Lord. Let's pray for one another, let's pray for our brothers and sisters, anyone who are in need, or sick, need a provision, and you know anybody, you pray for him, you pray for her. And I pray for my brothers and sisters who are in front line. Protect them from COVID-19. Protect all of us from the sickness in the name of Jesus. Yes, O God. Yes, Lord. Continue to pray for one another. But I pray for all the families to be in order. Oh God, husband, the head of the family, the wife, the meat helper, and the children in submission to the parents. In the name of Jesus. Let's pray for our nations and the places that we came from. Let's pray for the salvations of God. Let's pray and commit yourself that you'll be the one to preach the word of God to them and bring souls into His kingdom from these places. Yes, O God. Yes, Master. Yes, Lord. We bless you. I come to you, Lord, my country. The place that I came from, I commit myself, Lord, to preach your word. I pray, humble them, let them know you, let them repent, and know the messages and the scriptures. Lord, that I'm sending to them, let them know you and follow you in the name of Jesus. Let's pray for UAE, the place that God has placed us, we who are here, and our brothers and sisters who are in other places. Please pray for the nation that God has placed in Kuwait, in Oman, in Indonesia, Philippines, India, Sri Lanka, Australia, America, wherever you are. You pray for the city, for the nation, for the country that God has placed you. Because when it's prosper, you will prosper too. We pray, Lord, for the leaders. Touch their hearts. Give them wisdom to judge what is, to do what is right. We pray that you will have favor from you and from them in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord, that you will evangelize to reach the lost. We come with ourselves to pray and to intercede for the land, for the non-believers. We pray, Lord, you stretch out your hand and do miracles in the name of Jesus, that people will know you and follow you, O God. We pray for the rules to be changed, that your grace will flow to us. Nothing will hinder what you are sending us from blessing in the name of Jesus. The devil will come against you, we rebuke you. Spirit of Antichrist, anti-ministry, anti-evangelism, anti-conversion, we rebuke, we break in the name of Jesus. We pray for people to get delivered, to be born again, to know you and to follow you. Okay. Yes, Lord, we pray for people to repent from prostitution, from witchcraft, from murders, from criminal acts, to be changed and come to you, O God, in the name of Jesus. Let's pray for the church, pray for yourself, and Lord, refill me once again with the Holy Ghost and give me the spiritual gifts that I need to go on and save you. Yes, O God. Baptize your church, those among us who have not received yet the Holy Spirit baptism, baptizing with the Holy Ghost to go on and save you and bring souls into your kingdom. Protect us, O God. Provide for us in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Use our lives. Use all our resources. All what we have to be employed in your kingdom. Yes, O God. Revive your church, those who are here, those in other places, our brothers and sisters. Protect and provide and revive and equip and train and let people come in their lives to save you wholeheartedly in the name of Jesus. Let's pray for our worship today. Anoint our songs, O God. Continue to anoint our prayers. Anoint the message and the givings and all the items of our worship. And here we are today. O Lord, we come to worship you. We come to honor you. We come to give you glory and honor and whatever is due for you in the name of Jesus. Yes, O God, anoint our worship. Let your name be lifted up. Let your name be glorified. Yes, O God. Let's come to the Lord now and give him glory and honor. Let us lift up our hands to the King of Kings and to the Lord of Lords.
Thank you.
for the comfort, the peace, the joy that we have from your Holy Spirit, who is dwelling in our praise and anointing us to continue to save you. We thank you, Lord. Continue to anoint the rest of our worship. Let your name be magnified and glorified in our midst. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Let's clap our hands to the Lord. Continue to worship Him. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Clap your hands to the Lord.
You are my love and my life. You are my purpose for living. You are my hope in the night. My reason for staying. You bring the joy to my life. And it's making it better and better. Oh.
God, truly you have been good to each and every one of us. You have been good to each and every family, to each and every member, to each and every worker, oh God. You have been good to us along all the way, oh Lord, of our lives. We thank you, God. This each and every one of us to honor you in his life, to worship you, to commit himself, to serve you wholeheartedly. Lord, teach us to consider you more precious than anything in this world. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
More than sure than
God.
Have in way in us, in each and every one of us,
Have your way in your church. Continue to teach us your ways, O Lord, and direct us with your word to do what is right and just. O God, we pray, Lord, that you speak to us as we will listen to your word. You will direct us with the affairs of our lives, of how we will live for you. We thank you, God. We bless you. Thank you for comforting us. Thank you for answering our prayers. Thank you for the peace and joy that we receive from worshiping you. We bless you, we magnify you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's be sitting in God's presence. It's time to bring to God what's due for him from tithes and offering and also first fruit. Whatever we give to the Lord, it will come back more to us. In the book of Proverbs, chapter 3 and verse 9 and 10, the word of God say, honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of all thine increase. So shall thy barns be filled with the plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with the new wine. The more you give to God and going to honor him, the more he will honor you, and you will be more abundant. Blessings will be given to you. You will have overflowing of God's blessing. Lord, thank you for your people, for everyone who give to you what belongs to you from tithe and offering and first fruit. Oh God, open the windows of heaven and bless them. In the name of Jesus, and Lord, let their barns be filled with the plenty, and also their presses shall be overflowing with the blessings of yours, with their good health, spiritual gifts, fruit of the Spirit, and also material things, money, goods, treasures, properties. We pray, O God. Lord, those who honor you, you know very well how to honor, how to bless. And Lord, I pray, prove your word, O God. And I pray in the name of Jesus, let your eyes upon this small amount of money and multiply it and use it mightily to reach the lost. I pray for wisdom, O God. I pray for wisdom to those who are handing this money, that they will spend it only directly by the Holy Spirit. O God, I trust you. This small amount in your hand, you will multiply it, O Lord, by faith. O God, that all the needs of the church, of the families, of the men, of the members, of the ministries, all shall be satisfied and filled. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen and amen. Today we continue to speak about Noah, how to be hunger and filled for righteousness. And today I try to finish all what is remaining that I need to speak about Noah and his family. And I learned much when I was meditating on these scriptures. Jesus say, blessed are they who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. And in the book of Genesis, chapter 6, and verse 9, we have read that how Noah was found righteous. These are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man, just mean righteous, and perfect in his generations. And Noah walked with God. Let's see how Noah walked with God. And how Noah, we have discussed how he avoided the wrong things of the world, eating and drinking and the wrong ways of marriages, and how he did what God wanted him to do. And we have read in the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, and verse 7, Hebrews 11, verse 7. By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not see me as yet. Moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and become heir of the righteousness which is by faith. God anoint my lips, and put verses and statement to teach your people and to encourage them, to direct them of how to live their life for you. Oh God, I pray for your message to bring health and health and hope and wholeness in the life of your church, your people who are here and your people in other places. I pray for perfection for each and every individual and family and workers of yours. In the name of Jesus. Amen. You know, we have read in Genesis that Noah was a just man and he was perfect and he walked with God. Now, this is the things when we study the scriptures, we ought to learn things from them. And we need to digest well and how to apply them in our lives and life of our families. Noah family. Yes, God spoke to Noah. Noah has the vision from God. But Noah family cooperate with Noah. And both of them work together. You know, when you look at it, you can see that Noah family, they were not only united with Noah, but they were also united with one another. They were also united with God himself, who gave the vision to Noah. Noah would not be able to do the marvelous things that he did without the help and support of his wife and his three sons and their wives. Yes, God spoke to Noah. The vision is given to Noah, but Noah imparted to his family. There is impartation and there is also cooperation from the family. You know, Noah family, what I am able to see while I am meditating on it, they not only see that is the vision of God to Noah, but that is also our vision as a whole family. They were really honoring what God to Noah, because he would not be able to achieve it unless they also did their part well toward God, toward one another, toward Noah, and finally toward the message that God had given them. The glory and honor went finally to God when every one of them did well in his task and his assignments. You know, I will speak about Noah. Noah was not discouraged at all when people did not follow what he's speaking. He was a preacher of righteousness. In the book of 2 Peter, chapter 2, and verse 5, when you say about God, and spare not the old world, but save Noah, the eighth person, a preacher of righteousness, bringing in the flood upon the world of the ungodly. Noah was, according to this, he was the preacher of righteousness. But he never get discouraged when people was not responding to the message that he was giving. In the same way, even Noah family was not much affected when people not responding. You know, when you read the story of the ark, as if they are only alone, as if God only tell them, you do it alone. No, it's not like that. God commissioned Noah to preach, but no one was responding. Finally, Noah and his wife and the three sons united with the head of the family, their father, and did what God wanted Noah to do. They helped him. Have you get the point? Even Noah family, they were not looking to the people, not responding. Even they not on at this point, they were laughing on them. They were mocking them. How they mock them? Because the lifestyle of the people that God judged is mocking to the lifestyle that Noah and his family were living. You know, in Hebrew 11 verse 7, speak about Noah in the half of the verse. He say that when he built out to the saving of his house by the which God say by the which he condemned the world and become heir of the righteousness which is by faith. Noah here he say by the which he condemned. It's very important. Noah, listen to me, not only he preached, but he condemned. He did not say you will be cursed only. He said it by the way he lived. Somebody will say to the Lord, Lord, you know my wife, and you know my son, and you know my daughter. He will tell him, Noah also has wife and has sons and has family. But Noah family, they were not controlling Noah to go away from God. Have you got the point here? If somebody would say to him, Lord, you know my situation. He told him, you see the situation of Noah? Noah also has wife. Noah also has family. But he brought his family to walk with him, and finally he brought them into the ark. That's how he condemned. There's no excuses here. If somebody will say to God, you know, your law is very too much from cover to cover, we have to obey everything, he will tell him, yes, I know, but to answer your complaint, you can see Noah. Noah is obeying. What you cannot do? That's how the way Noah condemned the world. He obeyed God. He was able to do it. The thing that here we understand how to hunger and thirst for righteousness. That we need to be set ourselves a good example to others. When we cannot do certain things, let us see why others can do. And I believe even Noah family, they with their attitude and their unity, I don't know, maybe there was variances, I cannot judge. But finally we found them into the ark, you know, 120 or 103, they were working together. Yes, there might be some variances, some differences, some arguments certain time, but finally they did what God wanted them to do. That's where here the responsibility. The head of the family should work it well with God and with the family, with each and every member. And the responsibility also of the family itself. Noah, listen to this, was not a man who messed in marriage and went to other women. That's what Jesus judged. Noah did not marry what he liked. Because that's what Jesus said when he said that they were eating and drinking and marrying and giving to marriage. So Noah did not follow such style of the world. Even he imparted that to his children. Noah did not live his life to eat and drink and to enjoy life by eating and drinking. And tourism and spending here and there. Noah was not a worldly person. Noah was not delight in corruption. Noah was not delight in wickedness and evil. Noah was minding his own business. That's all the examples that he's giving. And his family, he trained his family. He not only imparted the vision, but he trained, he equipped, he directed the family, and he led them into the way that God wants them to do, to move. His three sons get married. Sure, he was involved in their marriage. because at that time the marriage were ungodly marriages. But Noah's children did not allow his children to go in the wrong way. So when he say, by the which he condemned the world, he not only preached, but what he did when he followed all the instructions, how to build the ark with patience and waiting about God's provision. You know, one thing in the life of Noah, what I like, Noah never traveled here and there. It's not mentioned, but Noah was engaged in building the ark. He will not be able to move. Not like Abraham or David or Moses, you know. He was in one place. He was doing something odd. The people laughing, he's building ark when there is no water nearby. But he was doing what God was asking him. And you see here, when God sends judgment, everything that you do, not from God, it will be destroyed spontaneously, automatic. But the thing that you are doing when God told you to do this, it will stay. Even when judgment will come, the judgment, as we explained, will help the thing that you are doing to continue, because you are doing it based on what God told you. Noah was doing what God had revealed to him to do. So when the flood came, their work remained. Even their lifestyle, see, they were, before the flood came, God, the Lord, told them, go inside. They enter. They stay there because they were working together as a team. They're not after friends or trips or safaris or traveling here and there. That is their lifestyle. When God judged everyone, He judged also their life. It was perfect before God. So the God judgment did not go on them. They did not hurt. They lost nothing. Have you got the point? When the judgment of God came on the whole earth, since Noah and his family were doing exactly what God wanted them, they lose nothing. Let me tell you something. After the flood, Noah and his family were the richest people in the world. Because no one is there in the world, only them. They inherit everything. Have you got the point here? The value when you live your life in awe, people laugh on you. But finally, you will get all the good things that God had promised. After the flood, Noah and his family were the richest people in the world. Noah was the owner of the whole world. Have you get the point? Have you thought about these things? The reward of God to those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. You see here, in the front of these scriptures, we are naked before God. We can't make any excuse. The only thing which remains for us is to obey. I spoke last week about the writing of Peter. You know, Peter lived with Jesus 3.5 years. In 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 5, say here, I'll read again, and spare not the old world, but save Noah, the eighth person. You know, when you read and he say the eighth person, what that mean to you? When you read that, Noah was saved by the ark, by God through the ark, and he was the eighth person. What I understand, it means that he was the eighth person who entered the ark. Is that correct? But there's no other explanation. And possibly Peter either received this with the, from the Holy Spirit, or Jesus taught this when he, because he was speaking to them about Noah. You know, in the NIV, if you have NIV, please read it. It say, the same verse, he say, and protected Noah, the preacher of righteousness, and seven others. So what he say in NIV, that they were all, you know, all together, eight people get together. Right? But in King James, and that's most likely the more accurate, you speak about Noah, he was the eighth person. You know what I understand? Noah was a person, he would not enter the ark unless the wife, you go in front of me. Ham, Sam, Japheth, come. Shem, come. Japheth, come. Sam, come. Go inside. Daddy, you go ahead. No. You go inside in front of me. Let me get the point here, because that's what Peter said, the eighth. So what I understand, he pushed them first. So he's a person, I can see he's caring, he's cautious, he is very careful that he will lead his family into the narrow way. And you know, that is very true, because if you read Genesis chapter 7, in the day that God said to Noah, enter the ark, he told him after 7 days, you know, there's 1 week between when God told him, enter, you and your wife and your three sons and their wives, when he told him, enter, there's a gap of 7 days when God shut the door. And also, we read it now. You can't find out whether Noah entered the first day or in the mid or in the seventh day, or the water came on the first day when God said, or on the seventh day. You can't figure it out. So the writing of Peter, that Noah was the eighth, you know, maybe his family was having doubt that the flood will come, that he had to push them first, and maybe he was standing at the door, that they would not go out again. Because he was the one who heard the voice of God that time. He told him, go enter. That's here the point. The head of the family have a great responsibility before God. Let's read it together. It's like, you know, the scripture certain times is like a movie. It is something that we have to look carefully what he's saying. Genesis chapter 6, 7, chapter 7. I read from verse 1, verse 7. Let us find out if we can figure out whether they enter on the first day or up to the seventh day. We'll figure out whether the rain came on the first day or on the seventh day. We will see. But if we can't figure out what Peter wrote, that he was the eighth, he was very cautious that his family to go inside first to be saved. That's our responsibility before God, to lead our wives and children. And the Lord say unto Noah, come thou and all thy house into the ark, for thee have I seen righteous before me in this generation. Of every clean beast thou shalt take to thee by sevens, the male and his female, and of beasts that are not clean by two, the male and his female. Of fowls also of the air by sevens, the male and the female, to keep seed alive upon the face of all the earth. For ye 7 days, and I will cause it to rain upon the earth 40 days and 40 nights. He told him 7 days after. But he told them, enter, but 7 days after. And every living substance that I have made will I destroy from off the face of the earth. And Noah did according unto all that the Lord commanded him. And Noah was 600 years old when the flood of water was upon the earth. And Noah went in and his sons, which day? First day or in the middle or seventh? And Noah went in and his sons and his wife and his son's wife with him into the ark because of the waters of the flood. Now here mentioned, Moses when he wrote, he first mentioned Noah. But Peter said Noah was the eighth. Let me get the point here. That he was leader from the back. He's pushing them in front of him. Go inside me first. That's the responsibility of the head of the family. Verse 8, of clean beasts and of beasts that are not clean, and of fowls and of everything that creepeth upon the earth. There went in two and two unto Noah into the ark, the male and the female, as God had commanded Noah. And it came to pass after 7 days that the waters of the flood were upon the earth. In the 600th year of Noah's life, in the second month, the 17th day of the month, the same day where all the fountains of the great deep broken up, and the windows of heaven were opened, and the rain was upon the earth 40 days and 40 nights. In the self same day entered Noah. It looks like that is in the seventh day, but also he said before that Noah did all what God told him, so he might be entered the first day. And in the same day entered Noah, and Shem, and Ham, and Japheth, the sons of Noah, and Noah's wife, and the three wives of his son with them into the ark. They, and every beast after his kind, and all the cattle after their kind, and every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth after his kind, and every fowl after his kind, every bird of every sort. And they went in unto Noah into the ark, two and two of all flesh, wherein the breath of life. And they that went in male and female of all flesh, as God had commanded Noah, and the Lord shut him in. Have you get the point here? Finally, the one who closed the door is not Noah, it's God himself. So I understand now why Noah was at the eighth. Because he is not the one to close the door. It is God who have to close it. But he is responsible to keep his family. And also he's cautious. Maybe somebody from outside want to come in during these 7 days. Because they're in maybe the first day or 7 day. We are not sure. But Noah was cautious that his family in, the door is open. For everyone who wants to come inside, let him come. But my family will not go outside. That is how we live our rights. Life, rights life that God wants. Now let me ask one question. Was Noah a person who controlled? What do you think? From what Peter said, he was the eighth person. Some father said, my son, it's up to you, it's your freedom. I don't think Noah was like that. You know, I recently read articles about COVID-19. I just read the title, I didn't go in. They ask, will US and UK paying the price for their freedom? Because they don't believe that they should be restricted. They can't travel, it's my freedom. But they have the highest mortality rate now with this COVID-19. My point here is, there's certain time God using figures to control us. We need to abide with these things to be protected. Noah was protecting his family and he was controlling them for their own benefit. Is that yes or no? Yes. We have examples in the scriptures. We have the example of Adam. Let's turn to Genesis 3, verse 6. So Noah was a person, you know, how he did it. But I can figure he first isolated his family from external temptations. Second, that we need to do the same. Parties, friends, connection here and there, boyfriend, girlfriend, Facebook, headache, all these things have to be cut. Then the children and the wife can concentrate. Second, create atmosphere of harmony and love, patience, fruit of the Spirit inside the family, so the family will love. And that will motivate the family to agree with the vision that God gave you to go on. But it needs really perseverance. Certain time you have to be controlling. Certain time you need to depend on God. Noah was depending on that. Lord, provide. Lord, do miracle. Lord, please do something that my children will come inside this ark. My children will be convinced that you want me to build this. And that we need to persevere in prayer and obeying God, trusting Him that He will provide us what we need if we will obey Him. But we need to do our part. We need to be persevering, loving, caring. We have to exercise more patience, self-control, more gentleness, more loving, so that our family will also agree with what God is telling us to do. Genesis chapter 3, verse 6. I speak here about the leadership of Adam, the leadership of Noah, and I will speak about the leadership of the third person after this. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, that's Eve, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof, and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. So here, Adam follow what the wife is saying and doing. Let me get the point here. He was letting the wife to be in the front, so that he would follow her. But Noah is a different person. He let her go into the narrow way that God had provided. In the book of Genesis chapter 19, and verse 26, about the wife of Lot. It say here, but his wife looked back from behind him, and she became a pillar of salt. The wife of Lot, she looked behind him, you know. Lot went ahead of her. Or she maybe was running slow to let him go in the front so that she can look behind him. He will not notice her. Noah did not do like this. He said, please you go and search first. I believe Noah was the first one who applied the principles, ladies first. But he applied in a correct biblical way. Go please ahead of me to the narrow way that God had prepared for. Let's all stand in God's presence. Let us commit our lives to Him. It is still early. God is giving us chance. Let's all stand. There's no other way. God will shut the door. But there's another way. There is a gate is open. Jesus wants us to go through it. God wants us to lead our families with love, perseverance, patience. Certain time we need to control. We have to go through it for their sake and for their benefit. And let's remember, after the flood, the family of Noah who persevere in discipline, they inherit every one of them, every one of his sons, the third of the world. Noah was the second man after Adam, the richest person in the world, after the flood. Let's all pray. Tell him, Lord, I want to follow you. I want to obey you, Lord. Repent of your sin. Scripture is very clear to us today. Each and every family has a task. Need to be done. You have to follow instructions of God. The vision that God gave, the scriptures need to be fulfilled. Jesus done his part on the cross. He wants us to do what he wants us to do. The situation is that we cannot do what we want. We need to do exactly what he is instructing us. Yes, oh God. Help me, Lord. Tell him, Lord, help me. I am willing, Lord, to do what you want me to do. I trust you, God. Even no one is convinced, but I will follow you and I will do all what I can to bring my family into your kingdom. In the name of Jesus, commit yourself to the Lord. God cannot be mocked by emotions or words. There's a scripture, there's a plan of God, and we need to abide with it. And God is doing everything to help us. Even at this time of calamities and plague and famine and difficulties, the grace of God is there to help those who want to obey. Yes, O Lord. It's my desire, Lord, to honor you, to worship you, to serve you. I give you my heart and I give you my life. I give you my future. I give you all my ambitions. I repent of my sins and I will do exactly what you want me to do. In the name of Jesus. Come to the Lord. Commit your life to him. He wants you to serve him. He wants you to bring your family to him. Your wife and your children. Your husband and your children.
Lord, with all my heart.
Yes, O God. I will follow you, O God. I will do what Noah did. O God, they build the ark for the salvation of my house, O God. O Lord, and I'll be a preacher of righteousness. Come with mercy, O Lord. And I pray for my brothers and my sisters, O God, who desire to do the same. You help them, O God. And you provide for them, protect them. I trust you, Lord, that you will arrange everything to help those who commit their lives to you. O God, take the message, make us to pray, make it rich people, and change their lives, transform them. Let them be working with you to do what you had ordained for them and their families. In the name of Jesus. God bless us. Enlarge our territory, Lord. Let your hand be with us. Keep us from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Ghost be with us all. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Joy in my life.
I love Jesus.